Memory Bank Podcast. Access granted. Auto sequence start. Now downloading.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Memory Bank Podcast. It is I, Brandon, you are you, and this is an episode I'm actually recording on a Sunday, believe it or not. It's Barbenheimer weekend, or Barbenheimer as they say it, and it's one of those things where there are two movies that seemingly have absolutely nothing to do with each other are being released in the same weekend. Historically, this has happened quite a few times. And this go around, it is the Barbie movie and Oppenheimer. And there have been a lot of memes circulating around on the internet about this. And I find it really interesting, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek funny, because they're talking about how Barbie was first released in Japan in 1959. And then, obviously, Oppenheimer's bomb was first released in Japan as well back in the 40s. So that seems to be the tie and how they're bringing this Barbenheimer together. Now, AMC has actually taking advantage of this strategy. And I believe they are selling tickets to where if you purchase the ticket for one movie, you get to see the other. So they're going to show Oppenheimer first and then Barbie. One of the guys at work were telling me this. I haven't looked it up yet. I'm going to do the research and check it out, but it's crazy to think that they're going to show two completely polar opposite movies back to back, but that's what they're doing. So it's all about the mighty dollar. And so far, Barbie is kicking Oppenheimer's butt. CNBC reported as of today, the 23rd of July, Barbie has made $155 million, where Oppenheimer's only made $80.5 million. So Barbie is beating Oppenheimer in almost 2-1, which is kind of impressive. I was actually kind of hoping Oppenheimer would beat Barbie, but given the media presence behind the powerhouse Mattel movie with Barbie and Margot Robbie and all that cast, yeah, I think Oppenheimer was doomed to be second from the jump, so there is that. If you've gone and seen the movie, let me know in the comments and what you thought. If you've seen Oppenheimer or Barbie, whichever one you prefer better, or if you've seen both, let me know which one you thought was better. Last night was actually the first returning to poker night for me. I hadn't played in our regularly scheduled poker night since the wedding. And, you know, luckily the guy who hosts poker night, he was actually able to attend my wedding. So that was really kind of cool. And so this was the first night, last night that I got to go. And, you know, unfortunately, my wife wasn't able to attend because we have the girls this weekend. So she stayed home with them and they did kind of like dinner and stuff like that. But one of the first thing I was asked was, where's the wife? You know, because they're like, hey, you're married now, right? And I think they like her better than me anyway. She's gone a couple times to the poker night and she's had a really good time. So they knew who she is and they enjoy her company there too as well. And it's funny, at one point in time during the evening, one of the guys pointed out, he said, you know, she's a calming factor on you because you're just on fire tonight with the smart ass comments and this, that, and the other. And yeah, it was fun, but, yeah, I didn't do too bad last night. I was up on the night after taking down a sizable hand on the last hand that I played before cashing out, because I didn't stay super late. I was going to leave at 9, but got talked into staying until 9:30 just because they wanted more time to play and this, that, and the other. They continued playing after. It's one of those, you know, games where you can just cash out and walk away whenever you want to. So that's always nice that you can just play until you're done and then cash out and go home. And it has been a very busy and long couple of weeks And obviously, since I didn't post a podcast last week and this one is being recorded on a Sunday, there's been a lot of stuff going on. So last night was the first night that I was actually able to go out and relax and have some fun, have a few drinks and just kind of hang out and not think about the vast, vast amounts of work that I have still waiting on me to work on, actually. And I'm sitting here now watching the clock as I'm recording this because we have a plumber coming to fix the shower in not too long. So it was nice to be able to sit there and just, you know, play some poker and cards. And it's really not about the money. The cash game I play in, it's like a $20 buy-in. So it's not a lot. And it's not about the money. It's just about sitting around the table, having some drinks, eating some pizza, trash talking each other. There's a lot of bravado that goes on between us whenever we're trying to take down hands. And oddly enough, the ones that sometimes are the worst, or maybe as the case may be, the best at that bravado and trash talking are the women that we play with. It's really a fun group. And it seems the goal every time is to take each other's coveted red chip, which is the highest value. It's a $5 chip and it's the highest value on the table. And so when you start, you get, you know, $15 in regular broken down denominations with the chips, you know, from 25 cents on up to a dollar. But the $5 chip, the red one, is the coveted chip that, you know, I want to collect a lot of them. And I think the most I've ever held at one point in time is 3, maybe 4. But last night, after my monster takedown, I had $25 in red chips, which I do believe is a record for me. So that was fun. That was really fun to take down that big hand just as I was leaving. So good times. Had a really good time. And then came home, hung out for a little bit, got some sleep. And then today we've just been kind of loafing around the house as we're waiting for the plumber to show up. And we've been watching Marco Polo on Netflix. If anybody has seen it, you know what I'm talking about. It is a really, really good series. It's only 2 seasons long, so it's not something that you're going to be sitting there and having to watch multiple seasons like Mad Men or something like that, where there's 7 or 8 seasons. It's relatively short, but I highly, highly recommend it. It's a really good story, though it's not completely historically accurate. So take it with a grain of salt when you're watching it. And be forewarned, it is a movie that if you've got little kiddos, you don't want them in the room when you're watching it, because there is lots of nudity and gratuitous sex scenes that, in my opinion, really aren't necessary for the story. I get it that the Mongols were, you know, Mongols, but yeah, it gets to the point where you're just like, yeah, okay, I get it. There's women moaning in the background. Move on. I'm more, you know, interested in the conversation and the story as to what's going on than, you know, the naked women moaning in background. So it is what it is, but it's really, really good. We always seem to find these historical series to watch on Netflix that are really good. We just finished watching Nightfall. I believe I spoke about that before, and that was really good. And this Marco Polo one is really, really good. So, you know, we've had a streak of really good luck as far as what we've been watching on Netflix. And I think there's only maybe 1.5 episodes left in this one, and then we're gonna have to find something else. And I hope our streak continues, but I'm a little nervous because I'm like, what if our luck runs out and we can't find anything good? So I don't know. We'll have to see what we decide to work on and watch next. But interesting fun fact that is not a spoiler. Turns out that the real life Marco Polo has nothing to do whatsoever with the game we all played in the pool as kids. Kind of a bummer if you ask me, but hey, it is what it is. I'm that guy who, as watching this episode a few episodes back, I thought they were going to tie it in because there was some water around. Nah, they didn't. So I actually went to the Googles and looked and was like, why is that game we played in the pool Marco Polo? What does it have to do with the real life Marco Polo? And actually, there is zero ties whatsoever. But there is a joke that as you're wading around in the water blind, trying to locate other people and not knowing which direction to go, that is the tie to Marco Polo, because he evidently traveled the world for 20 some odd years. And like Marco Polo, the real one, he didn't know where he was going either. Or at least that's the joke anyway. So, but yeah, that's what I've been up to. Like I said, there's been a lot of work and a lot of things going on in the background as we're drawing closer to the relaunch of my other podcast that's coming up on August 2nd. I probably will talk a little more about that next week because I still have some things I need to suss out and get organized and squared away before that happens. And so, yeah, it's like a second and third job almost to try and get these podcasts recorded and thrown together. So this one, I'm actually recording with a new template, as you could hear from the intro and stuff, and I'm not even going to edit this one. I think I'm just going to let it go. So this is going to be a one-shot wonder. It's a hero take is what I call it. Whenever you just record one thing and you're done, I think I'm just going to have to clip it when I'm done talking and then drag in the outro and boom, publish it. So that's what you're going to get for this episode, and I'm not going to keep it too long. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. But I hope everyone out there is having a good weekend so far. I hope your week coming up starts off with a bang and that everyone has a great week coming up. And until next time, take care, and I will see you in the next episode.